Newmarket Today welcomes your letters to the editor at deborah@newmarkettoday.ca. Please include your daytime phone number and address for verification of authorship, not publication. It's baffling and infuriating to witness the misplaced priorities of our provincial government. If it's so easy for this provincial government to swiftly create a map of where we can buy alcohol, why isn't it so for a map that shows us the hospital emergency rooms that are open? In 2023 alone, we endured 868 emergency room closures, leaving Ontarians stranded in their hour of need. Where's the map for open emergency rooms? If the government can allocate resources to guide us to the nearest store for liquor, why can't they do the same for affordable rental housing? The number of renters has surged by 10% to 1.7 million, yet finding a place to live is a daily struggle for many. Where is the map showing where affordable housing is being built or approved? Where is the provincial rental legislation instead of more expensive sprawl? And let's not forget our food security and environment. While trees, wetlands, and agricultural lands vanish in the Greenbelt, Oak Ridges Moraine, and beyond at an alarming rate due to short-sighted policies, the government prioritizes our summer alcohol rather than focusing on preserving our natural heritage. This media blitz distraction at the taxpayers' expense also conveniently surfaces during LCBO strike action and amid public concerns about Ontario Place and the Science Centre. At best, it will cost taxpayers $225 million to transition the alcohol retail landscape. At worst, some reports suggest it could be closer to $1 billion and jobs lost. Yet, where's the comparable investment in reforestation, protecting prime farmland and farmers, or transitioning to clean energy? This government's agenda couldn't be clearer. They're more concerned with alcohol accessibility than with the health, safety, and future of Ontarians. While we can pick up a six-pack, 2.3 million people lack a family doctor, and extreme weather alerts become routine. Doug Ford may claim to be for the people, but actions speak louder than words. It's time for policies that prioritize the real needs of all Ontarians instead of insulting our intelligence about where we can buy booze. Melanie Duckett Wilson, Newmarket.